And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
WhisperWatch.com.
The Wiz. I can almost guarantee you that my opinion of The Wiz is not the same as your opinion. To me, the NBC version of this was the pop version of the movie, or the pop version of the stage play. This version was based on the stage play. We all understand that. We all get that. But most people have never seen the stage play. Most people have seen the movie. And for some people, it's been years since they actually watched the actual movie, The Wiz. So yeah, I feel like the soul was stripped out of it. You can take that however you want to take it. You know what I'm saying? And so many black people are trying to convince me that this is the best thing since sliced bread, that it's spectacular, that it's black excellence. Okay, you can feel however you want to feel about it. I just don't really agree with that. To me, it was just all right. And like I said, you ain't got to agree with me. If you are the type of person that is used to everybody agreeing with your opinion, then baby, something wrong with you. You need to grow the hell up. You know what I mean? It ain't that serious. Whenever I have a platform to speak and tell my opinion about whatever it is going on, just like you took your ass online and you signed up for Twitter and you start tweeting however you felt about whatever it is, that's what I did. That's what we all did. All of this is about opinion. If you need somebody to kiss your ass, then I'm gonna need you to take your head and stick it up your ass and kiss it yourself. That's the way I feel about it. Now we can go there, or we can keep it classy. Do you know what I mean? I'm not worried about being popular. That's never been my thing. Ever. I don't ever make it a habit of being all up in somebody's ass, kissing their asses and agreeing with them about everything. That's never been my thing. Ever. And it ain't gonna start now. So yes, that was a little sideswipe to anybody who has a problem with anybody expressing their opinion about this play, who didn't like it, or who just thought it was all right. I just thought it was all right. I wasn't overly impressed with it. I didn't think it was spectacular. You loved it. Okay then. What? We finna get into a fist fight over a stage play? I don't think so. But my direct opinion about this NBC version, the pop version of The Wiz is what I'm calling it. I love the concept of bringing this into the present. I love the costuming. I love the dancing. I just thought they stripped the soul out of it. And maybe my major gripe with it is the music itself. It just felt like pop. It felt like they stripped the soul out of it. Go back and watch the movie. Listen to those songs. Listen to the way Michael Jackson was singing You Can't Win. That was a soul vocal performance. A lot of people still don't get the fact that this man was a soul singer. They are still stuck on the label King of Pop, and then pop makes them think of Britney Spears and NSYNC and all of that. No, Michael Jackson was a soul singer. Go back and listen to the way he sung You Can't Win. That's soul, baby. And they took that out. I don't know why. There was a lot of soul in that movie. I guess they wanted to make it more, quote, commercial. Maybe that's why the young lady who played the lead sounded like she came right off Broadway. Now, if that's what you like, okay. But I didn't particularly care for it because she sounded too babyish to me. And I am really the last person to talk about somebody's vocal tones, okay? But let me tell you, when she was singing some of those songs, I was just like, ooh, girl. Okay, that's what y'all like. We're going to go with it. But with all of those great people in The Wiz live on NBC, it's like, I feel like y'all could have did just a little bit better. That's just the way I feel about it. You ain't going to change my opinion, so I mean... Hey, because I know there are people watching this saying, oh, you're just trying to come up with something bad. It's like, get a life. It ain't that serious for me. What I did love was Miss Mary J. Okay, I loved her. I don't care. Y'all know Mary J, no actress. Why were you expecting her to be like the best actress in the world to begin with? But given the circumstances, I thought she did a great job. I thought Uzo did an incredible job. A lot of people still don't understand that she is a trained opera singer. This is no just random person that they snatched off somewhere and threw her up there. No, honey. Girl got skills. Plural. I love Queen Latifah, but that first song she was singing? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Why was she singing it like that? I don't understand it. No. But yeah, again, like I said, my major gripe about this could be just the music and the way the music was. It just sounded pop to me. Everything just seemed pop to me. Whereas the movie, which is what I have to go by, was just full of so much soul. It was just so full of soul. Go back and watch the movie. That movie is black excellence. This NBC play, it was all right. Now, one criticism I will level that had nothing to do with the people who were responsible for the actual play itself was NBC putting all them goddamn commercials in between that play. Now, I'm going to see if they do the next play and they show it, and they show it with limited commercial interruptions or with no commercials, I'm going to know that this was a pick at this particular stage play, this particular show. Because every time you got into the freaking play, they go into commercial. Every time I look around, it's a damn commercial. Like, what was that? But yeah, like I said earlier, don't get mad at me for not being impressed with this. You can be impressed with it. What they got to do with me? We both have different opinions. It is that simple. I'm not going to tell you how to feel, and you ain't going to tell me how to feel at all. You need somebody to kiss your ass and agree with you on everything. Okay, then, that ain't me. And I'm really going off because some of my DM was lit last night. Okay, where people are like, how could you think that? What about this? What about that? Okay, honey, you can be excited. I thought it was a beautiful thing that so many black people were touched by it. Okay, be that, do that. But not everybody is going to agree with every single thing that you agree with. If you are around only people who agree with you, honey, then you need to get some more friends. And for that certain little asshole who DM'd me last night talking about who cares about your opinion, I'm like, baby, you on Twitter. Bitch, everybody has an opinion. That's what social media is for. So technically, I can turn around and tell you the same thing. Who the f*** cares about yours? You know what I'm saying? It's like, stop it. Cut it out. I'm gonna need you to stop. Quit playing. We all grown ass people up in here. Stop it. Grow the f*** up. Everybody won't like what you like. That's called life. I am an unapologetic bitch blocker. I will block your ass in a minute and won't think twice about you. But let me tell you one thing I will not stand for, and that's the ignorance around the actual creation of this stage play to begin with. There were people posting stupid stuff like, oh, now see, they have an all black class. Now if white people want to have an all white class, you be having food and blah, blah, yada, yada. Like, what you talking about? The original movie was an all-white cast. What are you talking about, ignorant? Where were the black people in the original The Wizard of Oz movie? Stupid. The main characters, which one was black? Neither one. So y'all can keep that. That right there is something I will not tolerate at all. That's not valid criticism. At all. In any way. I consider that to be trolling. Like 100% trolling. Either trolling or rank stupidity, or somebody with their head so far up their own ass that they don't realize what's real and what ain't. So either two things were working on that type of person: either they were young and dumb when they posted that, or they were old and stupid. But yeah, you can get out of my face with that, because that's ridiculous. I mean, you can go talk to a brick wall if you want to discuss why this was an all black cast, because we will shed out the first one. That's why. Now, what, y'all want to make an all-white version of The Wiz? Oh, no, y'all can make an all-white version of it. Gone. And then you can get, what's the girl? You can get Adele to play Glinda the Good Witch. How about that? That's what you like. That's what you want. Let's get 12-year-old Ariana Grande. Yes, that's shade. Let's get 12-year-old Ariana Grande to play Dorothy. That's what y'all want. She be looking like Dorothy and trying to sing like Mariah. Is that what y'all want? You don't want anything to be just 100% black people without you trying to figure out how you can turn this around and try to make an argument or an example out of reverse racism or discrimination against white people. Sit your ass down with that. You already had the original movie. Okay? Last time I checked, Liza Minnelli's mama wasn't a light, bright sister. I'm half ready to hear y'all tell me the Tin Man was half black on his mama's side. Sit down somewhere with that. That's not even an issue in this. If you just can't stand a bunch of black people in something that you consider to be yours, then that's your problem right there. That's your problem. You're so steeped in this white supremacist system that you can't even let black people have whatever it is they wanted to create. But when it was y'all folks and y'all's people and people who look like you, hey, no problem. But you see a bunch of black people and immediately some of you want to cry reverse racism. Or are you trolling? Because it has to be one or the other. But anyway, yeah, that's the way I felt about it. It was all right. It could have been better. You want to see black excellence? Go watch the movie. Bottom line.
Are you through already?
You better believe it, honey.
WhisperWatch.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio and TuneIn. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free. And only takes a few seconds. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you.